it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You might be listening to the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the attack. Let's run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces listen to all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every member of those armed forces for the service they provide to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. If it wasn't for you, ladies and gentlemen, protecting our shores and borders, I don't know where we'd be. Big Wednesday edition of the Attack on Tap, hour number one. The focus is going to be NBA, NBA, and more NBA, as there's a continued mess in New York, a continued mess in Chicago, and then we'll bounce it around the league before we wrap up hour one. Hour two, lots of NFL news and notes. And at 40 after hour number two, Price Atkinson, co-host of Straight Up with the Sturge, joins us. And we'll talk all things Clemson Tigers football, recruiting, how they stay on top as defending national champions, and more. But up next, we tip it off talking NBA here on the attack, specifically Phil Jackson versus Carmelo Anthony. That's next, so keep it where it is.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. We all have baggage from the past. That's just the human condition. Pretending it's not so won't change a thing, but going to therapy will. The most successful couples I've interviewed have all, without exception, had the help of a neutral third party like a therapist or even a clergy member to keep their relationship on track. You can't see the back of your head without a mirror, and likewise, you can't see the impact of your personal baggage without the help of an expert. And if you think you don't need the help, I get it. But honestly, you're either being naive or you're avoiding something you don't want to face. And I know that because you're human and we all have challenges, particularly in the relationship context. Ignoring those challenges won't help them, but developing the tools to manage them will. And a great way to do that is therapy. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let's tip off the Spano and Black Attack talking basketball. If you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. But the place we do have to start, of course, is the NBA, and specifically in New York, where I guess the word is the feuding between Phil Jackson and Carmelo Anthony continues. And it's more of a simmering feud than an out-and-outright Hatfields versus McCoy feud. This is different. This is something where Carmelo Anthony, he would like to win, but he'd like to put up great numbers more. And he'd like to win, but he'd like to keep his family and himself in New York more. And Phil, having a classic case of buyer's remorse, if it was his choice to buy Melo at all. And we'll get to that in just a second. But the genesis of the latest chapter of this feud, as it were, between Phil Jackson and Carmelo Anthony, and as I said, it's more of a simmering feud than the Hatfields versus the McCoys, in that all the digs on both sides are very veiled, and this is not personal in the greatest sense between Phil and Carmelo. This is the business of basketball. Phil doesn't dislike Carmelo as a person. He just simply dislikes him as a basketball player and has become convinced that he cannot win with Carmelo Anthony as the centerpiece of his basketball team. And it appears that he is 100% right in that regard. So that's the genesis of the feud. The latest chapter was fueled by an article written in the Bleacher Report by Kevin Ding. And Kevin Ding covered Phil Jackson's Lakers with the Orange County Register back in the day. And it was a scathing article by Kevin Ding that talked about Melo in less than glowing terms as a basketball player. Again, there were no personal attacks on anybody in Kevin Ding's article. It wasn't a vicious article. But it was a strongly opinioned article where Kevin Ding opined about the fact that, yeah, Melo would like to win, but he's not driven by it the way Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan were. He doesn't feel winning defines him the way it defined those two guys. And a lot of times Melo values the almighty dollar, getting what he wants, playing where he wants, putting up great individual numbers and being a star more than winning. Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant valued nothing more than winning. And that was the genesis of Kevin Ding's article as far as his take on Carmelo Anthony. And when you look at Carmelo Anthony's career in the NBA, it's hard to argue with any of those assertions. That said, he then goes on to call out Phil Jackson and talk about the fact that Phil signed Melo, thinking more of his own basketball acumen than maybe he could pass along to Carmelo, in that he thought, okay, here's a flawed superstar in Carmelo, but a superstar nonetheless that could lead us to greatness if I can just teach him to be the ultimate winner in the vision of Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe. And Phil was simply not able to do that, and Kevin Ding pointed that out as a Phil Jackson shortcoming, and Phil Jackson overestimating his own ability to pass along that message to Carmelo Anthony. And he talked about the fact that, you know, it's been a couple of coaches in and that hasn't worked. But the major take of the article by Kevin Ding was quite simply that Melo is a flawed superstar who values other things more than winning. And Phil Jackson, when he signed Melo and gave him the near max money deal with the 15% trade kicker and the full no trade clause, thought that he could turn Melo from a flawed superstar to a winning superstar. And that quite simply hasn't happened. Phil Jackson read the article, took to Twitter for the first time since December 27th, when he announced the separation between himself and Jeannie Buss. And Phil Jackson said the following on Twitter: "Bleacher's ding almost rings the bell. But I learned you don't change the spot on a leopard with Michael Graham in my CBA days." Days, for some reason, spelled D-A-Z-E. I don't know if he was implying that he was high himself. I have no idea. But that's the scathing tweet from Phil Jackson. And there's a lot to take out of this tweet. Now, clearly the message that he's sending. Now, I think everybody should understand. And, you know, I read an article by Mike Vaccaro where he talked about the lack of relevance in the comparison of Carmelo Anthony and Michael Graham. Well, there's not a lack of relevance. The comparison, and I get what he's talking about as far as the leopard not being able to change his spots. But I also understand the differences. With Michael Graham, he was a train wreck of a human being who never got the message that it was about anybody but him. And all his problems manifested with him not being able to get on the court or not being an effective player on the court. With Melo, it is different. You know, here is a guy that is a legitimate NBA superstar, not the train wreck of a human being that Michael Graham was, thrown out of Georgetown, became a basketball vagabond, and spent time in the CBA. You know, that's completely different. But what he's talking about as far as the leopard changing his spots is, Phil tried every way to talk to Michael Graham in the CBA and get through to him that with all the talent he had, if he could just screw his head on right, he could have a wonderful NBA career. And he never got through, and Michael Graham never changed, and he squandered all that talent. Here's where the comparison is. This is what he's saying in the tweet. "I've tried 8 ways to Sunday to talk to Carmelo and make him, instead of a flawed superstar, a winning superstar, and I haven't been able to get through to him." In other words, it's the same old Melo. It's the same ball-stopping play and maddening play and inability to win with Melo on your roster. That's what he's talking about as it relates to Phil changing his spots, Phil referring to Carmelo not being able to change his spots, or that a leopard doesn't change his spots. No matter how much he talked to Michael Graham, and no matter whether it was tough love or nurturing, he never got through to Michael Graham. With Carmelo, no matter how he's talked to Carmelo, whether it's chiding him in the media, whether it's heart to heart, whether it's tough love, whether it's changing personnel, whether it's changing coach, he's done everything in his mind to try and turned Carmelo from flawed superstar to winning superstar, and it hasn't happened. So that's exactly what that tweet means and nothing more. I've done all I can do. The Leopard won't change his spots. He'll always score a lot of points. He'll always grab a bunch of rebounds. He'll always put up nice numbers. He'll never play defense, and we'll never win with him. It's a scathing tweet if you read it and understand it, but the message is no bigger than that. And we'll continue to talk about that saga that is the New York Knicks. We'll go into Mike Vaccaro's article. We'll go back to Kevin Ding's article. I'll weigh in with my thoughts. All that and more next here on The Attack. You can join the conversation at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's what we'd like to know. What the hell is going on with the Knicks? And we're talking about that here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we're endeavoring right now to untangle and decipher what exactly is going on with the New York Knickerbockers. And thus far, what we've talked about is the premise of Kevin Ding's article, the meaning of Phil Jackson's tweet. So that's really where we are. Kevin Ding, well-respected writer from the Bleacher Report, covered Phil's Lakers with the Orange County Register. And we talked about the fact that Kevin was critical of Melo as a player, flawed superstar, and critical of Phil in thinking that he could reach Melo and turn him from a flawed superstar to a winning superstar, and critical of those failings. So that's kind of where we are so far. And that basically is the setup for where we're going to go now. Because we talked about the genesis of the article, the thought process behind the article, what the article entailed. I gave you my take on the tweet, as opposed to some of the other rather silly and maybe far more reaching takes. But then I saw an article by Mike Vaccaro in the New York Post. And he alludes to the fact that this tweet, for the first time, you know, and Phil's first tweet in 42 days was a plea for an exit. He thinks that Phil has quit on this job and doesn't want to be here anymore, and that's why he sent that tweet. He thought he couldn't understand the comparisons between Michael Graham and Carmelo Anthony. I explained where the comparison is valid. If you listen to the show, Michael, you'll learn something. He thought the tweet was one of these ways that shows, or it was a part of a plan by Phil to orchestrate his exit from New York. I don't know that in and of itself this tweet is meant for that purpose. I actually think this tweet is more to try and get Carmelo Anthony out of town somehow, some way. Do I think ultimately Phil's not long for this job? Probably. Do I blame Phil? Not really. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But I thought Mike Vaccaro's article, which was right in a lot of ways, and he talked about all of Phil's failings, the fact that he's turned over this roster a couple of times in an effort to surround Carmelo with the right people, and it's failed miserably. He talked about the fact, like Kevin Ding did in his Bleacher Report article, that the gift of the no-trade clause along with the max money deal has backfired on Phil, and Phil's failings to get through to Melo and try and change Melo are another failings of Phil. And now where this roster is, it's kind of a train wreck, and the team is kind of a train wreck. So we're all kind of in the same place here. We all agree that it was a failing of Phil to sign Melo, give him the trade kicker, and not be able to reach him and have Melo remain a flawed superstar. The continued turning over of the roster that has netted a very average basketball team, to be kind, is a failing of Phil. Hiring yet a second coach that can't seem to keep this thing together and deal with the dysfunction that is this locker room, that is a failing of Phil, I think. And we'll get into that in just a second. And, you know, we'll kind of move this discussion along. Clearly, failings of Phil. But the notion that this tweet was about, you know, I've had enough, I want out of here, I don't buy that. The tweet was to get Melo to understand, we don't want you here. Just waive your no-trade clause and let us send you somewhere. That's what it was all about. He's trying to take somebody who he knows will not waive that no-trade clause and will not let the Knicks out from under this no-trade clause so that they can move on and try and rebuild this thing. So he figures, if I make him so uncomfortable here and so unwelcome, he will finally agree to leave. Whether it works or not remains to be seen. But that's Phil's design, is to make Melo so uncomfortable here that he will waive the no-trade clause and leave. And that was the design of that tweet. Not a way to foster his departure. If Phil wants to leave, he'll just walk out. and leave the money behind. That said, we have talked about a lot of the failings of Phil. I also mentioned I don't think he's all that long for this job. But not all the failings of Phil are failings of Phil. A lot of these failings have the grubby little fingerprints of Jim Dolan all over them. And ultimately, when Phil leaves, before finishing the job, you can look over at Jimmy Dolan for the reason why. Jimmy Dolan drove Donnie Walsh out of town. Jimmy Dolan forced the Mello trade that Donnie Walsh didn't want to make. And as soon as the offseason came, Donnie Walsh couldn't leave here fast enough after he had cleared up the salary cap hell that the Knicks were in and had them in a position to turn the corner. Well, here's the realities. Phil Jackson didn't want to sign Mello. That was Jimmy Dolan's signing. Phil Jackson didn't want to hire Jeff Hornacek. That was Phil Jackson. That was Jimmy Dolan's hiring. So you have Phil stuck here with a superstar he didn't want that he can't move. You have Phil stuck here with a coach he doesn't believe in, and the Fisher hire was all Phil. The failings of Derek Fisher as the head coach of the Knicks, that's all Phil. The man he wanted was Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr backed out. Maybe everything is different. But the failings of Derek Fisher, they're all on Phil. This coach, he didn't want Jeff Hornacek. That was Jimmy Dolan who wanted Jeff Hornacek. It was Jimmy Dolan that wanted Carmelo Anthony. And Phil's been kind of stuck with the mess. So when Phil gets fed up of making all this money and taking all of Jimmy Dolan's money and getting blamed for the awful state of the New York Knickerbockers, at that point he'll leave. And that day will come sooner as opposed to later. Because again, it all boils down to the fact that Jimmy Dolan cannot keep his fingerprints off of this basketball team. And every time he brings in an executive that has a chance to have success, Donnie Walsh, proven track record, Phil Jackson, more championship rings as a head coach than just about anybody. And guys with a track record for knowing personnel and getting the most out of people and everything else, Jimmy Dolan has to get in the way. And they eventually run out of here kicking and screaming. And again, go back to Donnie Walsh. He didn't want to make the Mello trade. He liked his roster the way it was. He liked the salary cap flexibility he had the way it was. And he was going to build upon what he had done. But Jimmy Dolan got in the way. Get me Mello, get me Mello, get me Mello. Get me to the first round of the playoffs. Let me sell a few tickets and make some profit, because the way the Knicks are profitable is to make the playoffs and get a couple of first-round home games. And that's really what Jimmy cares about. Would he like a championship? Sure. But not at the expense of stripping it down and building it back up. His goal is every year, make the first round of the playoffs, makes the Knicks profitable. As opposed to strip it down, be out of the playoffs for a few years like the 76ers, and then build it back up and head towards a championship. Jimmy Dolan would rather be mired in mediocrity. And he'd rather have a star as part of that mediocrity, so he'd have a reason for the Stars of New York City to come out, and he'd have a reason for the 1963 to buy the tickets and for the Knicks to be relevant. So the mess that you see in front of you is not all Phil. It has a lot of Jimmy Dolan written all over it. And because of that, at some point, Phil will get fed up of cashing Jimmy Dolan's huge checks and he'll leave. And he won't need a scapegoat and somebody to blame, because Phil don't care. He'll go back to Montana and you'll never hear from him again. And he doesn't care. So the realities are, Phil is going to leave sooner as opposed to later. It's Jimmy Dolan's fault. The state of this team, there's some Phil to blame, but in my mind, there's an awful lot of Jimmy Dolan to blame. And an awful lot of Carmelo Anthony for being a flawed superstar who you can't build around and who you can't win with as your number one superstar. Who has the right to, because he negotiated a no-trade clause, but very selfishly in many ways, will hold the Knicks hostage. The Knicks don't want him, and he won't let the divorce happen. You could make a case that's very selfish. We'll tie a bow around this Phil Jackson and the Knicks versus Carmelo Anthony talk, and then we'll spin into an equally messy saga in Chicago with the Bulls. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. We all have baggage from the past. That's just the human condition. Pretending it's not so won't change a thing, but going to therapy will. The most successful couples I've interviewed have all, without exception, had the help of a neutral third party like a therapist or even a clergy member to keep their relationship on track. You can't see the back of your head without a mirror, and likewise, you can't see the impact of your personal baggage without the help of an expert. And if you think you don't need the help, I get it. But honestly, you're either being naive or you're avoiding something you don't want to face. And I know that because you're human and we all have challenges, particularly in the relationship context. Ignoring those challenges won't help them, but developing the tools to manage them will. And a great way to do that is therapy. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Wednesday edition of the program rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. The focus of the discussion thus far has been Phil Jackson and the Knicks versus Carmelo Anthony, and also Phil Jackson versus Jim Dolan. There's a lot of layers to this discussion that I don't think Kevin Ding brought up in his piece in the Bleacher Report. Mike Vaccaro didn't bring up in his piece in the New York Post that I want to bring to light. And I think this is where a lot of people are missing the mark. The idea that all these moves that have the Knicks in this state are the handiwork of Phil Jackson. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's preposterous. Jimmy Dolan has his fingerprints all over this. Just ask Donnie Walsh how involved Jimmy Dolan got. And it wasn't all the time. It was when he wanted something like a superstar. You couple that with the overriding desire to make sure that this team never bottoms out in an effort to rebuild, this idea of staying competitive while we rebuild and retool towards a championship, so that way I get my first-round playoff matchup, I get that home ticket revenue for a first-round playoff matchup, and the Knicks are profitable. And that's all that little son of a gun Jimmy Dolan cares about. Worst owner in sports and one of the biggest pieces of garbage I know. That's the reality. So to put this all at the feet of Phil Jackson is unfair. Because Jimmy Dolan got in the way, made Phil hire a coach that he didn't want, made Phil sign a superstar that he didn't want, and Phil's been trying to work around it since. Phil's biggest failings are twofold. One, once saddled with said superstar, not being able to turn him from a flawed superstar into a winning superstar. Two, you know, showing some immaturity here, needling Carmelo to get him out of town. But at the same time, I do understand what he's trying to do. He's like, hey, I got no options. I got no choice, guys. You know, I've been dealt this, you know, if you want to make a poker reference, I've been dealt 2-7 off suit. And I got to try and push in with this hand. So I got to bluff and I got to work and I got to cajole and I got to have people believe that I've got something I don't have. And that's kind of what Phil's doing here. He wants to convince Carmelo to leave town, and needling him is the way to do it. Now, you know, and they're also floating and leaking all this stuff out to the media about potential trades to try and spur a trade market. It's not working so far. Because all the other GMs around the league see just how flawed a superstar Carmelo is. So you can't get anywhere near fair market value to him for him. And the Knicks are rather insistent on getting a superstar in return. Well, nobody's going to trade their less flawed superstar to you for your more flawed superstar. And nobody's going to trade important role players and end up weakening a roster in one spot just for the sake of fortifying it in another. It in many ways becomes a net wash. So the realities are, based on everything I see, the marriage of Carmelo Anthony to the Knicks, unfortunately for the Knickerbockers organization, and more unfortunately for their fans, is going to be one that lasts a long time. The marriage between Jimmy Dolan, the Knicks, and Phil Jackson may not last as long as Phil may one day just get fed up with cashing Jimmy Dolan's checks and his meddling way, even though he was told he was going to be brought in here or run an organization, and he was going to be told he could do what he saw fit, and that hasn't been the case. So what will happen? It's only a matter of time before Phil says, I have all the money I need. I no longer have Jeannie. I'm going back up to Montana and screw this. And Phil may or may not blame anybody in his departure, but when it does happen, you will have Jimmy Dolan to thank. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, 800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, try me out at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. The other big NBA story making the rounds right now is the report from Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, who we've had on this show and I've had on other shows around that I've done when it's been time to talk Chicago Bulls. He has stated that it appears, despite the state of this roster, the apparent wrong choice of head coach, that the Chicago Bulls and the Reinsdorf family are going to keep Vice President John Paxton and General Manager Gar Forman in their jobs. Oh, boy. That I don't understand. And, you know, the Bulls are seventh right now in the East at 26-26. If they kind of hold the line here or make a smaller trade to upgrade themselves, The Bulls are probably going to make the playoffs in the East, but it's going to be like a participation trophy. That's the best way I can describe it. You know, they're a 500 team right now. They're in seventh in the East. If they don't add a superstar, which it doesn't look like they have the flexibility to do, and maybe they add a complimentary piece that helps, they'll make the playoffs. If they decide to start stripping it down, which I don't see happening, and moving Jimmy Butler before the deadline or something along those lines, they'll fade out of playoff contention. And if that's the case, they'll have the benefit of a lottery pick. If they make the playoffs, no lottery pick, and more than likely a first-round ouster with the composition of this basketball team. So with that being the case, I'm really shocked that Gar Forman and John Paxson are going to keep their jobs. Because I think this roster is horribly constructed. I think the locker room chemistry is amongst the worst that we've seen in the NBA in a while. I think the coach that you forced out was a far more accomplished NBA coach and did a far better job with the okay to pretty good talent that you assembled in Chicago than the current coach is doing. And yet, despite all of that, Gar Forman and John Paxson are going to keep their jobs. To me, that's inexplicable. Because when you look, and I understand what Gar Forman had said, you know, the plan here was to rebuild and retool this roster on the fly and not use what I think is the only formula that works to rebuild in the NBA, which is to completely strip it down and build it back up. You have to bottom out. Gar Forman's trying to keep this thing competitive in Chicago while getting younger and better and ultimately putting themselves in a position to contend again. It never works well. They are competitive, but barely. Are they younger, quicker, and better? Absolutely not. You know, they're young players that they haven't done much and they're not developing. You know, and this idea that they're younger in any way and more athletic by bringing in Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo, that's preposterous. So this mixed up plan that they have in Chicago just isn't working because we want to get younger, more athletic in our rebuilding process. So you bring in two old guys who are no longer athletic. So you didn't get younger and you didn't get more athletic. The young guys you have brought in, they've been the wrong guys because they're not developing. So where are you? You're a mediocre team who's going to be an early ouster in the playoffs, but the rebuilding project's going nowhere as you're no closer to getting better. So the idea, we'll try and keep it competitive as we rebuild. It just doesn't work. Strip it down, bottom it out, trade Jimmy Butler, who's a win-now kind of player and is a true superstar. You could win with him if you surrounded him with some talent. But by the time you build this thing back up, Jimmy Butler will be old. So trade Jimmy Butler. See if you can, in this great draft, if you can accumulate another pick. Get a pick up at the top of the lottery. That'll get you a point guard. Make the lottery. Your pick will be in the middle of the lottery. Maybe the back of the lottery, somewhere between the middle of the and the back of the lottery in a very, very deep draft. Maybe that gets you another impact player. Maybe with some of these moves, you'll clear up some salary cap money. Some of these young guys with more playing opportunities will develop perhaps a little bit. Maybe you can convince people that Chicago is a great destination to go to and play NBA basketball. And you can turn this around. But this kind of walking that fine line and trying to split the difference, it never works. You know, the halfway approach in NBA rebuilding never works. We're going to try and stay competitive. It never works. Forget it. And I guess the ultimate question is, if you decide to blow it up, which I think they should, are John Paxson and Gar Forman the right guys? And in my mind, unequivocally, no, they're not the right guys. These are not the guys you should be looking to keep to rebuild this basketball team. They're not young at all. You know, Jimmy Butler, not young. And a great draft pick by Gar Foreman and one of the steals in the history of the draft. But Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo. Now, again, the publicly stated goal was to remain competitive while overhauling the roster over several seasons to get younger and more athletic. They traded Derrick Rose. They brought in Rondo. Rondo's older and less athletic. They traded for Wade. Who's any older than him and at this point less athletic? The Bulls are in all reality one of the least athletic, if not least athletic, teams in the league. The young players have only shown moments of competence at best. So how anybody could say this is working is preposterous. You know, selecting Butler with the number 30 pick, one of the all-time great NBA draft steals. And Robin Lopez now making, you know, his contract is now a fair market value contract in light of the new NBA, but the NBA salaries. But at the end of the day, Gar Foreman, John Paxton, they have a terrible roster that has gotten nowhere near younger, better, and is nowhere close to being stripped down enough that you can build it back up, and has little that you can look at going forward that's going to make you a championship caliber club. I think they have the wrong coach in place, unfortunately, for the mayor. And if it's me, this idea of keeping those two after this season, and for that matter, those three, I think all three, the coach, the vice president, and general manager should all go, because these are not the guys that I want heading up my rebuilding project. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a guy, and I know everybody's going to laugh at me when I say it, if you're looking for a guy to head up your rebuilding project, you're starting to see them now turn the corner in Philadelphia. You want to, and if you're going to, if you can have some patience, I bring in Sam Hinkie because he will embrace the process. And ultimately, when he's all said and done, you will be built back up. And you will be in a position to contend for championships in Chicago. Give it some thought and think about it. Everybody laughed at him at the back end of his Philadelphia tenure and ran out of patience. 76ers ownership ran out of patience. But when they start to get good, Brian Colangelo will get the credit from everybody but Joel Embiid, who remembers that you embrace the process. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month.
but you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We get ready to wrap up hour one here of the Attack. Basketball has been the focus, particularly the messes in both New York and Chicago. And I weighed in with some very strong opinions on both. And to summarize them, Phil will leave New York before Melo will. His tweet was not a plea to be removed from his job and an indication that he is quitting on this job. But Melo isn't going anywhere. And at some point, Phil will be fed up with Jimmy Dolan. So he ultimately will leave. Just ask Donnie Walsh. As for the Bulls, the idea, and Casey Johnson's good. If he says it's the case, it's the case. Looks like John Paxson, Gar Foreman going to stay, and probably the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, too, although no indications in either direction on that. And they're going to head the rebuilding project in Chicago, which thus far has been an unqualified disaster in my mind. And the state of where it is now is a terrible, terrible place. So in my mind, these are not the right guys to be heading up that rebuilding project. Their mindset on how to do it is flawed. It is a mindset that never works. So I came up with a very bold solution that nobody will embrace. Let those guys go, bring in Sam Hinkie, and give him 3 to 4 years. You'll be a championship contender. That's a wrap on hour one of the Attack. Hour two, I'll take a look, see if there's any NBA to clean up, but most likely there's plenty of NFL to talk about, and then Price Atkinson at 40 after hour number two. We're going to talk about the Clemson Tigers. How do they stay atop the college football world? And we'll take a look at Clemson Tigers basketball as well. That's all next in hour two. I'm going to step aside right now, and then I'll be back with hour two of the Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senators impugn the motives and conduct of our colleague from Alabama as warned by the chair.
At another all-night session of the U.S. Senate, Senator Elizabeth Warren was silenced as the Senate debated the nomination of Republican Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. That was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell objecting to a speech being given by the Democrat. Warren, though, continuing to read a letter that was written by Martin Luther King's widow, Coretta Scott King, 30 years ago when she was opposing Jeff Sessions becoming a federal judge.
Mr. Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens.
But Republicans then voted to punish Warren, barring her from being able to speak during the rest of the debate on Sessions, who is expected to win confirmation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In 2015 and 2016, both Congress and the administration made determinations that these seven countries posed the greatest risk of terrorism.
That's a Justice Department lawyer arguing for the president's executive order concerning travel to the U.S. from seven Middle Eastern nations as vetting is improved. The immigration travel order is being reconsidered in a federal appeals court in San Francisco after a court in Washington state agreed with that state's argument and others that joined it that the president's order is unconstitutional and has caused chaos in the system. Chaos caused by the weather in Louisiana, where the governor, John Bel Edwards, has declared a state of emergency after several tornadoes ravaged southern parts of that state yesterday.
The width of the devastation was unlike any that I have seen before.
Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
A triple murder suspect is dead. His alleged accomplice in custody. Georgia authorities say they found William Boyette dead inside a motel in West Point, Georgia, where he and Mary Rice had been holed up. Boyette apparently killed himself. Boyette suspected of killing two women in Northwest Florida last week, another woman in Alabama Friday. Police say he also shot another woman during a home invasion in Florida on Monday. And now Rice is considered an accessory to those crimes. Once again, President Trump leveling criticism at Chicago over the violence there, as we hear from David Stewart.
During a White House meeting with sheriffs who supported him politically, the president said violence in Chicago is worse than in some places in the Middle East.
To allow, I mean, literally hundreds of shootings a month. It's worse than some of the places that we read about in the Middle East. We have wars going on. It's so sad. Chicago's become so sad a situation.
It's at least the fifth time Trump has cited violence in Chicago, including a tweet last month in which he said he'd, quote, send in the feds unless Chicago officials fix the horrible carnage.
Now that he's no longer president, Barack Obama's enjoying some dangerous sports with pictures to prove that he learned how to kiteboard last week while vacationing on a Caribbean island owned by British billionaire Richard Branson. And Aretha Franklin's coming out with a new album, but the Queen of Soul says this will be the end. Franklin will be 75 next month and says she'll retire after the release of the album and a brief tour, but she'll still do special events. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. In Hour 2, focus of the discussion much of the way will be on the National Football League. News out of Atlanta, news all over the NFL. We'll cover it all for you in most of hour number two. At the back end of hour number two, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time specifically, Price Atkinson, co-host of Straight Up with the Sturge, joins us. And we're going to talk about Clemson Tigers football for the most part. Their recruiting class, how they stay atop of the college football world, and the ever-improving ACC. And maybe we'll take a look at the hoops program as well. But that's at 40 after hour number two. But let's do what we do at the top of each hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and specifically on the Spano and Black Attack. We tell you how to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. The apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio. All downloadable to any device you could think of, and a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, let's kick off hour number two talking NFL. We'll specifically head down to Atlanta and talk about some of the doings with the Falcons, as there's some major changes to the coaching staff. We'll discuss them all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. We all have baggage from the past. That's just the human condition. Pretending it's not so won't change a thing, but going to therapy will.
The most successful couples I've interviewed have all, without exception, had the help of a neutral third party like a therapist or even a clergy member to keep their relationship on track. You can't see the back of your head without a mirror, and likewise, you can't see the impact of your personal baggage without the help of an expert. And if you think you don't need the help, I get it. But honestly, you're either being naive or you're avoiding something you don't want to face. And I know that because you're human and we all have challenges, particularly in the relationship context. Ignoring those challenges won't help them, but developing the tools to manage them will. And a great way to do that is therapy. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to Match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at Match.com/together. That's Match.com/together.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Well, changes are coming in Atlanta for the Falcons. The NFC Conference champions and the victims of the largest Super Bowl comeback in the history of the Super Bowl have some major changes taking place on their coaching staff. And we speculated a lot earlier in the week about how devastating this loss could be. And I talked about the fact that sometimes losses of that devastating in nature are hard for franchises to recover from, no matter what level of talent they have. And I think when you couple that with some of the changes they're making to this staff, some of their own doing, some not of their own doing, you wonder with the Panthers and Buccaneers in their own division, the Cowboys and Giants in the NFC East, who still have Eli, the Packers, the Lions, and to a lesser degree, the Vikings up in the NFC North, the Seahawks out West. You have to wonder if the Atlanta Falcons ever sniff the top of the mountain again. And certainly after the great year that you had, my mindset would be, boy, as much continuity as we could get. And off of one epic collapse in a Super Bowl, I don't know that I'm kind of blowing up my staff. I understand some of these staff changers are not their choice, but some are. And let's start with the one that's not their choice and the shocking choice they made to replace him. And that's Kyle Shanahan, who has been officially announced as the San Francisco 49ers head coach. So the Falcons lost their offensive coordinator. It's unfortunate, but there's nothing they could do. Kyle Shanahan wants to move on to greener pastures and a bigger opportunity, and nobody could blame him. He's going to get his own gig. He's a head coach. There's only 32 of those jobs in the entire NFL. I don't know that the San Francisco 49ers gig is a particularly good one, but it's one of 32. You embrace it, you take it, and you run with it. I get it. But one has to wonder, why don't you look for the replacement for Kyle Shanahan in staff so that way perhaps there's some continuity to this offense? You know, once Matty Ice and company learned this offense, boy, they were humming. And they had statistically, I think they were the 7th best offense in NFL history. Again, I don't know that they were the 7th best offense in NFL history, but the stats say they were. That said, you know, I would consider reaching inside this staff and promoting one of the other offensive staffers and trying to keep some continuity with what worked so well. That's not the case. Well, if that's not the case, wouldn't you want to reach for somebody that at least has a wealth of NFL experience and a proven track record of success as an NFL offensive coordinator? I probably would. They did neither of those things, the Falcons. They didn't reach within the staff to get their offensive coordinator, another member of the offensive coaching staff. That's not a direction, so they didn't keep that brand of continuity that often works well. They didn't reach out to an experienced offensive coordinator on the NFL level with a track record of success. There were some rumors they were going to bring in Chip Kelly, and his brand of offense, he has NFL experience. His brand of offense has mixed reviews on the NFL level. What they did was completely out of left field in my mind, and I didn't see this coming for a second. They reached out and they tabbed Alabama offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian as their head coach, as their new offensive coordinator. Now, there's a lot of excitement in Atlanta with some of the players that played under Sark, and they think it will work out great. I wonder what kind of wrinkles he'll bring to this offense. Now, Sark's been a college offensive coordinator for and head coach for pretty much ever. His only NFL coaching experience was one season as the Raiders quarterback coach back in 2004. So I don't know what kind of wrinkles he's going to bring to this offense. I don't know how Matt Ryan and company are going to embrace it. And I don't know how long it's going to take for them to learn the Sark offense. The idea that he's going to come, strong world offensive mind, and keep continuity and in essence keep Kyle Shanahan's offense, that's not happening. It would probably be the best idea to use a lot of the blueprint of Kyle Shanahan and just have that experienced hand as a play caller executing things, but I think we all know that's not going to happen. Sark's going to install what he envisions as an NFL offense with these weapons. And now you got to wonder, is it going to work and how long will it take to work? Because a lot of times you don't see the results of a new offensive coordinator until you're the second year in, because the quarterback and all the other pieces have to learn the new offense. They know the Shanahan offense, and in year two, boy, it took off. So there may be a step back with this very, very talented offense in Atlanta because you now have a continuity issue and they're going to have to likely learn a completely different scheme. Also with Sark, there's going to be a learning curve, unlike one that there would be with probably Chip Kelly or Norv Turner, just as an example, or any other offensive coordinator that came there that had a track record for success on the NFL level and experience on the NFL level. Sark spent 1 year, 13 years ago, in the NFL, and he didn't even call his own play. He didn't even call plays. He was a quarterback's coach. So he's going to have to learn the differences between what works in the smaller windows of the NFL, as opposed to what works in the larger windows and open spaces of the college game. You're going to have to learn how to protect your quarterback in a way that you don't in college, where you have you have 85 scholarships, and a lot of times you have 2 and 3 4-star guys sitting behind the first 4-star guy. You know, in the NFL, you have an MVP quarterback like the Atlanta Falcons, and he gets hurt, your season's over. So there's going to be an adjustment period for the players to Sark and learning that offense. And in turn, there's going to be an adjustment for Sark learning the NFL game and how to call plays for an NFL offense, the limitations and the differences. So I would expect a rather large step back next year. And I know there's an ability to leap forward with the draft, free agency, the defense that is so young and that was really starting to come on and is starting to build. the expected improvement that they could make. But I'm looking at the choice on offense. And again, a lot of this they couldn't control. It wasn't like they were going to be able to keep Shanahan. But the lack of continuity, bringing in a college guy, it may take a while. It may end up working out being the right thing, but I have a feeling this offense that was statistically the seventh best in NFL history takes some steps back next year. And that doesn't bode well with the continued growth of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Jameis Winston, and an expected rebound from the Carolina Panthers, along with some of the other good teams around the league. The Falcons might miss the playoffs next year. And that's just the issues on the offensive side of the ball. There's some issues on the defensive side of the ball. We'll talk about those changes and what they could mean next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 800-878-PLAY or tweet me at JoeSpano56. But the most important thing you can do is be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Well, I'm not edgy at all as we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. 800-878-PLAY to weigh in. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking a little NFL this hour, specifically the NFC champion Atlanta Falcons and their new offensive coordinator. Again, a move completely out of left field. Steve Sarkisian taking over as the OC. And I guess in some ways, a move that comes about as a result of conflict between Sark and Nick Saban at Alabama. And all indications are from a couple of things I read in the Bleacher Report and a couple of other places that a lot of the conflict is not dissimilar to the conflict that Saban had with Lane Kiffin. Interesting. Nick is a great college coach, but seems to be difficult to work with on some level in a way that his mentor, Bill Belichick, does not appear to be. People don't often leave Bill very easily unless it's for a great opportunity. Lately, offensive coordinators have run out the door rather quickly. Yeah, for Nick Saban, because it looks like he's just an unbearable guy to do. Great football coach, but seems unbearable in some ways. And I understand, obviously, it's lateral in that it's offensive coordinator for offensive coordinator, but you're going to the NFL as opposed to major college, and that's a step up. It's just a surprise that literally after being the offensive coordinator for one game and after being rescued from the scrap heap of college football coaching after his alcohol issues and his rather ugly ouster from USC as their head coach, that Sark would be so eager to leave and Nick would be so eager to see him leave. There was no acrimony. This is best for all parties involved. We wish Steve nothing but the best. And as always, when there's an opening on our staff, we'll try and hire the very best coach. I don't really know what to make of it beyond there are a lot of whispers that, in this very, very short time, these two just simply weren't getting along and that there was an agreement in place after National Signing Day so as not to affect the recruiting class. Steve would leave, and he's leaving to become the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. Let's see how that marriage works in Atlanta. And let's see what Nick does to replace him as OC. And he'll get himself a good one. It's Alabama. They can pretty much have the pick of just about anybody they want. They will get a brilliant offensive mind. Let's see how long that offensive coordinator is able to tolerate Nick and how quickly he tries to leave. It all bears watching. But now back to the Falcons. Defensive side of the ball. This is a surprise. A defense that was growing as the season went along, and a defense that, yes, it was the victim of the largest comeback in Super Bowl history. And, it was an epic collapse, but it was a defense that was growing as the year went on with tons of young talent, talent that hasn't been there in the past. And by all accounts, before the fourth quarter of Super Bowl 51, defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, Richard Smith, had done an incredible job. And so had Brian Cox. Now, after blowing that 25-point lead and giving up 31 straight points in Super Bowl 51, both of those guys are being shown the door. I don't understand. Cox is gone. There's some indications that Smith may shift to another position within the staff, but I don't know. The talent upgrade this year was clear, and the results moving towards the back third of the season and into the playoffs and then into Super Bowl 51 were clear. I don't see the need for this change. I thought Richard Smith did a nice job, and they were growing a defense in Atlanta that was really developing. I know last year was awful, but the personnel was awful. personnel wasn't awful this year, and it's a team that starting to develop a pass rush, and things are starting to happen. And they accomplished all they did this year on defense without Desmond Trufant due to injury for much of the year. So this one is strange, especially in light of what's going to happen offensively or what could happen offensively with your offensive coordinator leaving to become the head coach of the 49ers. Do you really want change on the other side of the ball as well, as opposed to letting Richard Smith continue to work with this defense and foster that growth? This decision leaves me puzzled in Atlanta. And at this late juncture, after 30 of the other 31 teams in the National Football League, if they wanted to make any changes, they've already had that advantage and opportunity. So what's left out there for you? You know, it's what's left of the remaining NFL coaches. It's certainly not the pick of the litter. So I think the timing is strange. I think under the circumstances, it's strange. And the move really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So if somebody out there can explain this one to me, I'd love to hear it at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529. Or try and explain it to me on Twitter in 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA. You know, so it's going to, I think it's going to be interesting as a result of all this upheaval of what could happen to the Falcons. You know, could there, I think there's a potential for a major step back for a number of reasons. We talked about the teams in the NFL around the Falcons, in the NFC specifically. Carolina's going to rebound, which means they'll be right there in that division race. You got the Giants and Cowboys in the East. Don't forget about the Redskins. The Eagles may be resurging at some point in the not-too-distant future. You got the Packers. You got the Seahawks. You've got, to a lesser degree, the Lions and the Vikings. So, and even the Buccaneers. So there's an awful lot of pretty good teams to very good teams in the NFC. And with all the upheaval, which you try not, you try to have as much continuity as you can. And usually successful teams don't have a need for many changes. This team's got more upheaval and less continuity going into the 2017 season than any championship caliber team that I've seen in a long time. So you couple that with the devastating nature of the loss in Super Bowl 51 and the typical Super Bowl loser hangover that occurs a lot of times. And I see a very good chance for a major fall, a precipitous fall for the Atlanta Falcons. And maybe, just maybe, they've sniffed the top of the mountain for the last time with this group. Something to watch. One never knows. Something to think about. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, in 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. Remaining minute or so in this segment before we get to Price Atkinson, co-host of Straight Up with the Sturge, and we talk all things Clemson Tigers football and perhaps a little nod at Clemson Tigers basketball. The New England Patriots had their Super Bowl championship or NFL championship or Super Bowl winning parade yesterday. The cold streets of Boston were packed with Patriots fans. Everybody was happy. Everybody had fun. Plenty of Roger Goodell digs. And Bill Belichick doing what only Bill Belichick could do. Starting a chant of no days off. He gets up there to make his speech. He's holding up the trophy. Thanks, everybody. Then starts a chant of no days off. This is why they're better than everybody else. We can talk about cheating and Deflategate and Spygate and all that. And that's part of it, too. They're willing to bend the rules about as far as they can in order to win. There's a certain level of drive you need to have ultimate success. And a win-at-all-cost mentality. That said, beyond that, to be at the Super Bowl parade and to be chanting no days off on a day of celebration, that drive, that determination, that never settling, nothing is ever good enough, that is exactly what fuels the success for the New England Patriots, and it's exactly why they are so darn good, because Bill Belichick is more driven than anybody. In a league full of driven coaches, he is probably the most driven, and that is why they are so damn successful. And with that being the case, that's why his assistants are so damn good and so damn successful. But I just found that funny. No days off. That was Bill's answer. And, you know, even mentioned it in one of his post-Super Bowl press conferences. Well, we're behind 30 of the other 31 teams in the league and preparing for 2017. Only Bill would think like that. No basking in the glow of winning. It's right back to work for 2017. Price Atkinson, straight up with the Sturge, joins us next. We'll talk all things Clemson Tigers football here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. We all have baggage from the past. That's just the human condition. Pretending it's not so won't change a thing, but going to therapy will. The most successful couples I've interviewed have all, without exception, had the help of a neutral third party like a therapist or even a clergy member to keep their relationship on track. You can't see the back of your head without a mirror, and likewise, you can't see the impact of your personal baggage without the help of an expert. And if you think you don't need the help, I get it. But honestly, you're either being naive or you're avoiding something you don't want to face. And I know that because you're human and we all have challenges, particularly in the relationship context. Ignoring those challenges won't help them, but developing the tools to manage them will. And a great way to do that is therapy. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. We'll try and hook up with Price Atkinson in just a second. Robert, keep me updated on that. If you can try him again, let's see if we can get a hold of Price here from Straight Up with Sturge. We'll talk all things Clemson Tigers football, and really, it's about them staying on top? And how do they defend their national championship losing their star quarterback, their star running back, much of their wide receiver core? It's something I always wonder about. But, you know, we'll talk to Price about that in just a second here on the attack and find out exactly why and exactly how the Tigers are going to be able to do this in not only a competitive college football landscape all the way around college football, but the ACC is really, really competitive. And let's go right out to our phones right now and bring in the co-host of Straight Up with the Sturge. He's Price Atkinson, and he joins us once again here on the Spano and Black Attack. Morning, Price. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Joe Spano here.
Hey, Joe. How's it going today? Hope you guys are having a good day.
We sure are. Bob's off today. I'm flying solo. I'm having a great, great day, and hope you're doing the same, my friend.
Atta, baby. Doing good. Doing good. Going to be 70 degrees down here in South Carolina today. Couldn't be better here as we approach almost mid-February. So, good stuff today.
Can't do much better than that. Let's talk about the Clemson Tigers, and let's talk specifically about the football program first. Let's talk about that recruiting class. If you can recap that recruiting class a little bit, talk about where you see it ranking amongst the nation's best and what it does to put them in a position to successfully not only perhaps defend their national championship, but also stay atop of the herd in the ever-improving ACC football race.
Well, you know, obviously next year is going to be a little bit different, as we all know, that Clemson will be turning the page, and the Deshaun Watson era has come to an end, and a successful end. But they will be looking for a new quarterback. They will be looking for a new running back and a new stud wide receiver. Not that they don't have guys waiting in the wings, which that's something that I've talked with you guys several times about, is just the talent that's stockpiled, but nonetheless, you're going to have to find guys that may not have played the starring role, and that's going to start at quarterback and replacing Deshaun Watson. And I think you got a couple guys. You got Kelly Bryant, who's back, who's going to be a junior, a local kid out of Wren High School down here. There's some concerns about him being able to throw the football. Great athlete, able to run the ball, really a dual threat guy, but not really that kind of pocket passer. Is not going to guy that's going to really beat you with his arm. He's going to be the guy going into spring practice that is going to be the guy. But Zarek Cooper is right behind him, a redshirt freshman out of Georgia, 6'3", and then of course Hunter Johnson, the nation's top pocket passer. He's a freshman enrolled early, so I think Hunter Johnson, Zarek Cooper are going to be the two main guys right there battling Kelly Bryant. And I honestly would expect, in my book, Zarek Cooper to ultimately be the starting quarterback going into next season. But we'll see what spring practice determines. So, you know, you mentioned recruiting there, and Hunter Johnson, a good segue to talk about that, is really when you look at recruiting classes, oftentimes a crown jewel of a recruiting class is a quarterback, and Hunter Johnson, a five-star out of Brownsburg, Indiana, you know, 6'2", 205 pounds. He's enrolled early, so he's going to try and go after this starting job. And they got a couple other guys, another quarterback in the class, Chase Bryce out of Georgia. He's a pro-style quarterback. Clemson's loaded at quarterback right now, especially with Hunter Johnson and Chase Bryce coming in. But, I mean, the recruiting class overall, I think, besides Hunter Johnson, the other highlight of this class, and this was a small class, Joe. I mean, this was not a big one because they didn't have the numbers. They didn't have the need for a lot of guys. And so they only signed 14. It didn't get the hype in terms of being a top five class because of the numbers alone. But when you look at the quality per player in this class, I mean, it's a top five class, and it's highlighted by a couple wide receivers that could have gone anywhere that were both verbally committed to Tennessee. T. Higgins, 6'5", wide receiver out of Oak Ridge, and then Amari Rogers, 5'10" kid out of the Knoxville area. Both of them Knoxville area kids who could have gone to Tennessee but decided they wanted to go to Clemson. So the recruiting class for the Tigers, Dabo pulls in just another fantastic class, small in numbers, high in quality.
And, you know, that's a big point because people will look at the rankings and they say, Oh, Clemson, 14th ranked recruiting class. Dabo didn't do a good job. They're falling behind already after winning the national title. But you make great points. Last year, all the attrition was on defense. This year, a lot of attrition on offense. Almost that entire defense from that national championship team is back. And maybe in the early going, while these young players start to find their way, maybe it's the defense that in a major way carries the Clemson Tigers, and maybe potentially that defense is the nation's best defense next year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about with what Clemson has back on defense, and honestly, both their lines on both sides of the football remain intact, because the only thing Clemson lost on the offensive line was Jay Guillermo, the center. Now, center obviously is a big part of it, but that's the only starting offensive lineman that Clemson lost there. So they were young up front this year. But on the defensive side of the ball, no doubt about it. Carlos Watkins, I mean, he's going to be a high first, second round, probably second round NFL draft pick, defensive tackle. But, I mean, everybody's back. Ben Bulwer, linebacker, he graduates. You lose Jadar Johnson at strong safety. Tankersley was a defensive back, but they've got guys, and all those guys I just reeled off who are graduating, those guys are going to be playing in the National Football League. But there's players behind them. There's a lot of guys that couldn't get on the field at a lot of those positions, I mean, just simply due to numbers. I mean, you look at linebacker alone, Ben Bulwer graduates. I mean, they got Trey Lamar, a kid who's 6'3", 240 pounds, true freshman, could hardly play this year. And Shaq Smith, who was 6'3", 250 pounds, a linebacker five-star out of IMG Academy, who actually enrolled mid-year last year, and the light just did not go on yet. Back in August, they decided to redshirt him. So Shaq Smith will be a redshirt freshman next year. And up front, I mean, it all starts up front. I mean, Cleveland Farrell, who was a redshirt freshman this year, MVP of the Fiesta Bowl. I mean, obviously everybody knows Big Dexter Lawrence. He'll be a sophomore. I mean, Christian Wilkins on the end. They can play him inside or outside. This Clemson defense, you're no doubt about it, especially in a schedule next year in the month of September that is going, that's the toughest part of this entire schedule for the 2017 Clemson Tigers. You want to be able to lean on a defense, and they are certainly going to be able to do that.
Price Atkinson, co-host of Straight Up with the Sturge, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're talking all things Clemson Tigers football. You know, you mentioned Hunter Johnson and the fact that he is an early enrollee. This is something we hear about more and more over the last, I'd say, 5 years or so. Talk a little bit about the impact that being an early enrollee into college has for these freshmen and how much it helps them come late August / early September when they have to take the field in major roles or even perhaps starters as freshmen.
Well, I think in the case of a quarterback, right? I mean, when you look at a quarterback, it's obviously all about one thing, and that's getting to know the offense and the playbook. And when you get to go through a full spring practice and a spring game, I mean, that's a whole another big chunk that you a learning opportunity. It's one thing to be in the film room all summer. It's one thing to be throwing with guys all summer, showing up on campus in June. But when you can go through it, as a early enrollee, you get more of a taste of what it's going to be like, what the coaches are asking you to do. And then obviously getting in the weight room, being physically ready. And physically ready oftentimes applies a lot more to guys that are playing on the offensive line, defensive tackle, linebackers. So a quarterback, especially with an open job, if you want a chance to win that open job, and Derek Cooper, you know, redshirt freshman, he's waited his time. Deshaun Watson, he didn't obviously redshirt. He was a true freshman, but he enrolled in January. And you obviously have to have a special kid to do it. Not everybody can do it, especially academically. You need that last half of your senior year in high school. But for a guy like Hunter Johnson, especially trying to win the job, it's vital that he is there. Otherwise, I don't think we're having a conversation about Hunter Johnson in the mix if he's showing up in June. I'm thinking that we're talking about Kelly Bryant, Jarrett Cooper, just those two. But now that Hunter Johnson is on campus and going to be able to go through this thing, I think he's going to have a better chance to win it. Will he win it? Time will tell.
Well said. Now, I guess the final one on the football program, really is the landscape in the ACC. This conference is improving so much as a football conference. And I'd really have to say over the last several years has almost or maybe has eclipsed the SEC as maybe the best conference in football in America. And when you look at some of the quarterbacks that remain behind, even with the ones that are leaving in Trubisky and Watson, look at the quarterbacks that remain behind. DeAndre Francois, Lamar Jackson at Louisville. Talk about the landscape of this conference and who you think are going to be some of the biggest challengers for supremacy in this conference to the Clemson Tigers.
Well, you make a good point there, and I certainly 100% without a doubt, I agree, at least in terms of last year, the ACC did surpass. The SEC is the nation's best conference. I don't think there's any question about it. And a lot of people, you know, put so much stock in bowl games as being the end-all predictor on how good your league was. And I'm not one of those people who does that. But I think last year, when you look at what the ACC did in terms of their record against Power 5 teams, which was the best in the country of all the Power 5 leagues going against each other in the regular season, then you throw in the postseason almost as kind of a tiebreaker when you look between them and the Big Ten. The ACC and the Big Ten were the two best leagues last year. But if you want to use the postseason as a tiebreaker where the ACC went up against the Big Ten's best, Florida State beat Michigan. Clemson actually walked the dog on Ohio State. And then Clemson obviously, you know, seals the deal and beats Alabama to win the national championship. I think for me, there's no question about it. I think that the ACC was the best league in the country last year with the Big Ten not too far behind. But, you know, moving forward, and I talked to Commissioner John Swofford about this at the ACC championship game down in Orlando, and it was something that I believe and I wanted to ask him. But he said what I think. This league, the ACC, has a ton of momentum, and not just, you know, in football, in basketball, in all other sports, but what they've done in football the last couple of years with Clemson, Florida State, all being in the college football playoff. Will Clemson take a step back next year? We'll see. Jimbo Fisher, probably, he says he's going to have, according to people you talk to, probably his best team the next 2 years at Florida State with all the talent he's got returning. DeAndre Francois, just another outstanding recruiting class, top five in the country again. I don't think there's any doubt. I think Florida State next year is probably going to be picked to win the league. I will pick them. I am personally going to pick them to win the league, barring anything major that happens in the spring and summer. And we all know that Louisville is going to be right there, but I think Louisville does have something to be desired with the way they finished. You know, they melted down the stretch. As good as Lamar Jackson was all the year, they've got to play better and finish the deal. So I think the power is certainly going to be like it was again last year in the Atlantic, Florida State, Louisville, and Clemson.
Boy, Price, you said it all. You said it well. I really do appreciate a few minutes. Obviously, as spring practice and then fall practice ramps up, we'll be hooking up because we're going to talk some Clemson Tigers football because I think it's going to be another huge year for Dabo and company. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Give my best to the Sturge as well, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Always appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great week. Appreciate having me on.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Price Atkinson from Straight Up with Sturge down on ESPN Upstate down in the South Carolina area, talking all things Clemson Tigers football. We'll tie a bow around it next here on Hump Day edition of The Attack. Biggest hump you'll find anywhere is me, Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We get ready to tie a bow around a Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Our special thanks to Price Atkinson for joining us, giving us a few minutes, and we really broke down that Clemson Tigers recruiting class, what to expect for the 2017 season, and their chances of defending their ACC crown and a national championship. It's a loaded defense that's going to carry the team that may that has the potential to be the very best and most stifling defense in the country. There's a lot of defections on offense, but a lot of young five-star, four- and five-star guys to step right in. Think about freshmen. Some it helps when they get on campus early. Thing about freshmen, sometimes they play like freshmen. It may be an offense that takes a while to grow, and ultimately they're carried early by their defense. And I guess in some ways, I guess they're not going to be the favorites. Florida State's going to be the favorites, and Price said it well. They'll be picked by most to win the conference. Clemson and Louisville will be right there behind them. But if that defense can carry things as well as I think it's capable of, and the offense ramps up quickly, 2017 may be a pleasant surprise for the Tigers, and certainly 2018 might be a monster year. On that note, we're out of here. Thanks to Price Atkinson. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. My name is Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when I come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.